A couple of weak weather systems will be moving across the northern plains this week, but otherwise we expect to see a beautiful week of weather. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The first little disturbance will be a frontal boundary that'll move across the region as we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight. The precipitation that's associated with this frontal system is going to be quite limited, but there will be a chance for a few showers as we go through the night tonight in northeastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. The precipitation that results is not likely to be great enough to cause any serious setback in farming activity. Moisture totals will run from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 2/10 of an inch. Northern Minnesota will pick up on most of the precipitation. Everybody else will likely stay dry, and we're going to see another period of dry weather during the middle part of this week. The next opportunity for a frontal system to cut across the area will hold off until we get to Friday night and more likely Saturday. During that time period, the frontal system will bring in another chance for a few showers, but we're not expecting the precipitation to be all that great. Even then, it will be a little better system than what we'll see here tonight, with moisture totals perhaps running from 1/10 to 3/4 of an inch. The greatest precipitation, though, is going to be very limited to a few locations in the northeast part of our region. We'll look for the temperatures to be very pleasant across the northern plains this week. In fact, we'll look for the temperatures to run mostly in the 70s and 80s on a regular basis. Today will be an exception. It'll be very warm to hot across the area. 80s and some 90s are expected. The temperatures will turn cooler tomorrow with that frontal system that cuts through the region overnight, and highs will be mostly in the 70s with a few lower 80s tomorrow. And Wednesday, we may see highs in the upper 60s in a few locations in northern Minnesota, maybe a couple of spots in northeastern North Dakota, but everybody else will be in the 70s. Couple of lower 80s will be possible way out to the west. And as we go into Thursday and Friday of this week, we'll see a new warming trend taking place. 70 and 80 degree highs are going to be common. That next frontal system cuts through the region on Friday going into Saturday, so we'll see the temperatures coming back down again over the weekend with readings getting back into mostly the 70s. We are going to see low temperatures most nights, running in the upper 40s and 50s most often. There could be a few middle 40 degree readings in a few spots, but it's starting to feel a lot like autumn, where we're going to have the warm afternoon temperatures and milder temperatures at night. There's not much precipitation occurring in any of the major U.S. crop areas this week. We do expect the same frontal systems that I've mentioned for us to go ahead and impact parts of the Midwest too, but as far as significant precipitation is concerned, there's not going to be much of it, and the end result is that farming activity will advance quite favorably. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.